Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Taran here sitting opposite me.
Hey, everyone.
So, Mortal Kombat, it's out.
Yes.
We watched it.
We did.
And we're going to talk about it now.
I think we are.
We watched it last week because last week we devoted our episode to Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So, that's why we didn't have this episode last week. But
other things.
And other things. We talked about a lot of stuff in that in that episode, yes. But this episode, we're just going to talk about Mortal Kombat, hopefully.
Nah.
Nah. All right. So a bit about the movie, and then we can talk about the game, because I think you've played the game more than me, because I don't really know the characters and stuff, but I think you've played it a bit more than me. Mm. In terms of the movie, it's directed by Simon McQuoid. I looked up what he's done in the past and...
Nothing.
Basically nothing. One thing that I did find out about him is he's from South Australia. He's Australian.
Mm. They filmed this in South Australia.
They did. Yes. Yeah. They did film this in South Australia. And there's more Australian cast and crew to this movie than I actually thought there was.
One of the guys I work with knows one of the people in this movie.
Actors or
actor? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The main character's wife.
Okay, is she also Australian?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
She's from Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
He treats her in the practice I work at.
What about the kid?
I don't know. No. I don't think they're an actual family. Yeah. They didn't hire the mother-daughter combo.
It's produced by multiple people, but one of them is James Wan. So James Wan was one of the producers.
He's also Australian.
He is actually, yes. Mm. I forgot that. He is Australian. He's from Melbourne. Yeah.
RMIT.
Yeah, he went to RMIT. Obviously, it's based on the Mortal Kombat game, which started back in 1992. So I thought it was older than that, but 1992 is when it started. And it's starring quite a few people. A lot of them I didn't really know from other stuff. So, Louis Tan.
I know Louis Tan's in a season of Iron Fist, and he was going to play Iron Fist.
Jessica McNamee. No, I think she is also Australian.
Is she the wife or is she Sonya Blade?
I think she's Sonya Blade.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and she's also Australian. Josh Lawson, who is very obviously Australian in this movie, but he is in real life, he's also Australian. And Hiroi Sanada is Scorpion. Hiroi Sanada, I think he was in Wolverine?
He was.
I think he was in Wolverine.
He's in the movies that are based, that Departed's based off.
Infernal Affairs.
Yeah.
He's not from Hong Kong, though. Those movies are Hong Kong movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Japanese. All right. Budget-wise, what do you reckon this cost?
A lot of money. No, but not that much money. A bit of money.
Okay.
Money, yeah.
So what does that mean in terms of actual dollars?
I've totally blanked on how much budgets are. Like 500,000? Is that how much budgets are? No, they're in the billions.
Yes.
50 million.
After all that, we got there. Yeah. So it was about 55 million.
Yeah.
Which is actually like, it's not blockbuster level budget. It's sort of mid-range budget. Most big movies, I guess, are 100 million plus. Box office wise, so it's done 51 million box office wise. Obviously, it's got this simultaneous HBO Max release in the United States. So most people might have watched it just on HBO Max there. Apart from that, not too much in terms of the background. We can get into the movie itself. As we said, Simon McQuoy is an Australian filmmaker best known for directing the 2021 reboot of Mortal Kombat. That's his official IMDb page. McQuoy's background was directing commercials. Doorknob just like
went down and then it went back up.
I think it's because the washing's done. I think I have to go hang the washing. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got an automatic doorknob.
Automatic doorknob reminding you when the washing's done.
All right. We'll quickly talk about the future and then I'll go hang the washing. Yeah. The future of this franchise. So they've revealed that, and we can talk about this more once we go into spoilers, but apparently they are looking at doing more movies after this. But the director, he said that they couldn't talk about any sequels on set because he wanted them to concentrate on this movie. Quickly talk about the game. So I'm not sure which version of the game you've played. There's been quite a few versions now. I think they're up to 11 now. But the first one came out on arcade in 1992. And then the second one was also arcade. So they only really went to consoles in 1996 with the Mortal Kombat trilogy. So the first three games were packaged into one for PS1 and Nintendo 64. And then obviously the latest one is Mortal Kombat. There's been quite a 11, few.
I think
it's Mortal Kombat 11, which is on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. There's some controversies surrounding Mortal Kombat. So a lot of the games, because they're very highly violent games, they've been banned in certain countries in the past. So in Germany, every Mortal Kombat game has been banned for 10 years from its release until 2015. So I think the latest ones are now.
That's quite a while.
Yeah. And then Mortal Kombat 2011 was also banned in Brazil and South Korea.
That means there wasn't they weren't allowed to play Mortal Kombat games, but they're allowed to play GTA.
Essentially, yeah. But this is probably, well, GTA you like commit crimes, right? Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, you're killing people. You're
also committing crimes. Yeah, yeah.
You're killing people in a very violent and grotesque manner. But yeah, it's also been banned in Australia, which I didn't know about. So Mortal Kombat 2011, the game, was banned in Australia until February 2013.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then Mortal Kombat 11, which is the latest one, has been banned in Indonesia, Japan, China, and Ukraine.
Fair enough.
This is the biggest budgeted motion picture ever to be filmed in Adelaide and South Australia.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Bit of trivia there. Okay, well, I've got some other trivia, but we'll get into it once we get into the story and the non-spoiler review. We'll do spoilers later for those who haven't yet seen it.
Yes.
But first, I'll go hang the clothes.
Okay.
I'll be right back. I'm back.
That was quick.
That's because I didn't hang them.
Oh, okay.
My wife was kind enough to do it, so that's why I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah. I should keep that all in there. I won't edit it. I'll just keep that gap in there. Just like a minute.
Yeah. A minute of dead silence.
All right. Let's get to the story. So what's the story of this one?
There's the Outer World Kingdom and then there's the Earth Kingdom. And they are...
Is it called Outworld?
Outworld.
That's what it's called.
Right? Outworld. Yeah. Yeah. They fight in Mortal Kombat. And then if Outworld wins another Mortal Kombat, then they take over Earth.
And they've won...
They've won two in a row.
Nine times or something? Isn't like...
I thought it's two.
Okay.
Okay. They've won a few in a row. Yeah.
Like Earth has won them.
No, no, no.
Oh, the other guys have won them. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So if Outworld wins this one, they take over Earth. Yeah. And then they assemble their fighters.
That's not actually the story in this one, though, because they don't actually go to that. Oh, we'll get into the spoilers, but it's not like a typical, like those old Mortal Kombat movies. It's not that story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of more of an origin story.
But that's essentially what's happening.
Yes. That's...
Yeah. It's not much story.
I think we're going to get into positives and negatives. I think the first scene of the movie was really good.
Which is on YouTube.
Yeah. So I think that's really good.
It's a Scorpion Sub-Zero fight. So yeah.
And it's in stark contrast to the rest of the movie in terms of tone anyway. I think that was like a very serious, quite impactful sequence. The rest of it's fun. Like the rest of it is like entertaining, probably what you should expect from Mortal Kombat movie. And I think that's the biggest positive. They don't take it too seriously. Like they're not trying to make this like, you know how they were doing like dark remakes of like everything.
Gritty reboots.
Dark and gritty. Yeah, it's not dark and gritty. It's it's
what fun and lighthearted.
Fun and light, but it's also very
very violent.
Very violent. Yeah. It's actually the first movie that I've seen in the cinema that's R18 plus here in Australia. I don't think I've seen an R18 plus movie.
Was Deadpool R18?
Nah. Oh. MA15.
Okay.
Yeah. I think this is Hellboy was though. You watched Hellboy.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Was that R18?
Yeah, that was R18. And that was not good, right?
No. No, I don't think it was as violent as this was. There's lots of gory violence in this.
Lots of swearing, lots of gory violence. Obviously, well, kids shouldn't be playing this game anyway, but we were when we were kids, I'm pretty sure.
I don't even remember which game I played.
I just remember once.
But I used to like Sub-Zero.
Yeah, I just remember what it was on PC, and I think you were playing it. And then Dad came up to me and he was like, why are you playing that game? It's so violent. I just remember that. And then, because there was a sequence where when you die, you like fall down this hole and then you fall
and then
on
you
like,
fall to the spikes.
You fall on spikes. Yeah. And I think Dad saw that and he's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. I didn't know the story back then, but I liked Sub-Zero. I thought he was the hero.
But he's kind of the. Well, he's not. In this is obviously not, but
yes.
In other games he is sort of.
No, that's not Sub-Zero. That's
his brother. Doesn't he have a brother called Sub-Zero that's also good?
Yeah, it's his brother.
Yeah,
Noob Saibot.
Okay,
that's his brother.
Yeah, but he's still also Sub-Zero.
Yeah,
and he's good, but he looks the same.
Yeah,
as this one. Talking about Sub-Zero, I thought Sub-Zero and Scorpion were really good in this.
Scorpion's not do martial arts as well, both of them.
Yeah, and Scorpion's not in it as much as Sub-Zero, but Sub-Zero is menacing. Like every time you see him come into the scene and you see like the everything freezing, pretty cool. The other characters, I don't know much about these characters.
Kano.
So yeah, there's Kano who kind of steals the show. I think he's hilarious. If it wasn't for him, I reckon this would just be like a
very average.
Average, generic. I mean, the fight scenes were fine, but they weren't that good.
Yeah. I think he definitely elevated the material. Some people thought he was over the top, but I thought he was just right.
Yeah. Well, we watched it. You were saying this was like the best theatrical experience since Infinity War?
Yeah, it was hilarious. it was good because everyone was into it.
Everyone that we watched it was into it. And there's a lot of jokes, especially from Kano. Yeah. I think it's only from Kano. Everyone else, like everything everyone he says is a joke, serious. Essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone else is sort of a bit.
If you don't like his comedy, then you're probably not going to like it. If you don't find his first joke funny, you're not going to find his other 50 jokes funny.
The rest of the characters are okay. So this Lewis Stan's character, what's his name? Joe Cole or something Cole?
Yeah, he's not actually in the game.
Yeah, so he's a new character created for this movie.
I don't really like him.
He's a bit boring. He's a bit boring. Yeah, he's a bit boring. Like, he's just generic. Like,
I thought he was the weakest part of the movie.
And then there's Sonya Blade. And then there's
Jax.
Yeah, and they show him losing his arms, which is his origin, I guess.
Yep.
Does he lose his arms because of Sub-Zero though? Not in all games, right?
Yeah, depending on the game. Yeah. Sometimes it's Goro.
In that animated cartoon. Version that we saw, which was. At least the first scene of this movie was almost
exactly the same as that one.
Yeah. Scorpion's Revenge, I think, that one on Netflix, which was actually pretty good. Yeah. Again, it was very violent.
Yeah.
Don't watch it with the kids. Don't watch it with the kids. Who else was in this movie?
Goro was in it.
Goro, that's a guy
who
with four arms.
Who are the good guys? Liu Kang, who was...
We'll talk about the acting, but the acting was very... There was a wide range, I think. Like, it went from... I think Josh Lawson, he kind of embraced it, and he was good. Like he was, you know, he was that character. But then there were some guys who were just like very generic, wooden. So Liu Kang, I didn't think it was that great. And there was some like dialogues that he said that were just
stilted.
Like,
was a great dialogue. Yeah.
Well, some of the dialogue was funny though. Some of the dialogue was pretty funny. Like
I don't know if intentionally or unintentionally.
Probably I don't know. Yeah. It's hard to say, but. There was some scenes with Sub-Zero, which are like when he talks, which are pretty funny. He doesn't talk much, but when he does, it's pretty funny.
What's Liu Kang's cousin called again?
The guy with the hat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Starts with J.
I don't know his name. I just remember as the guy with the hat.
I always get this guy mixed up with Liu Kang.
Is he like a main character in the games? Because Liu Kang's like one of the main characters,
Liu Kang's the main character.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's one of the main characters.
Kung Lao.
Yeah.
With the hat.
Yes.
And I think they incorporated some of their finishing moves into this, didn't
Kung
they?
Lao's finishing move is the hat one. Kano's finishing move is the heart one.
Oh, yep. Yep. Kano wins.
Yep. Sonya's finishing move is the shooting through the body one.
Okay. Does she do that in this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Can't remember.
She shoots her through the body and then they zoom in and you can see her through.
That's right.
And Liu Kang's finishing move is that dragon thing where he makes the fire dragon.
And he has that kick thing, right? How he kicks.
That's
like,
a move. That's a move he does. And, oh, yeah. What's the villain's name?
Shao Kahn.
Yeah. His finishing move is when he has your soul.
Oh, remember yeah. Sucks how he takes. Soul.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like a Dementor.
Yeah. 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 And is this spoilers? I'm just naming all of them.
Oh, maybe we should jump into spoilers. Was there any negatives apart from?
I just thought Lewis Town was boring, but I loved everything else.
Yeah, I don't think this is a good movie.
Oh no, it's not a good movie. Yeah, but it's a great movie.
It's not a good. it's not a. I can't say it's a good movie, but it's like that category that it's. Almost like so bad that it's good, but it's not even that because
it's
there's
not
some,
that bad. Yeah,
there's not parts that are that bad as well. Yeah. So it's it's
just a great movie
because it's not terrible.
Yeah,
but there's parts that are like that belong in a so bad that's good movie. But then there's parts that are belong in a good movie as well. And then they've sort of combined those, so you get the so bad that's good parts, and then you just get the genuinely good parts. Yeah. So it's.
So overall, there's just complete enjoyment. There's nothing. You're missing out on nothing. I think this is the best way to make a Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they embrace the essence of the game, I guess. And I wanted to go and play the game after this movie was done because I wanted to know more about the characters. So
yeah,
they'll probably make a game
with the new character guy, right? In it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So DLC, it's like a... MMA fighter or something? What
He's
is he?
He's an MMA fighter.
Is MMA that bloody though? Like there's
MMA?
It's not
pretty bloody.
Okay. Yeah. I've never watched it, so.
There's no rules.
Okay. So you can just like.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Other biting. That's off the table.
Yeah, that's off the table. All right. Before we jump into spoilers. Actually, no, we'll jump into spoilers. I've got some trivia that's spoiler as well. Like spoilerific. Okay. If you haven't seen Mortal Kombat and. You care about spoilers, come back to this point in the episode and listen to our spoilers. If you don't care, just keep listening. Even if we spoil this movie, I feel like you'll probably still enjoy it. But
yeah.
Spoiler-wise, so you were talking about all the finishing movies. Yeah.
Where did I get up to?
Shao Kahn.
Shao Kahn's one's the one where he sucks the soul out. Which other ones are in this movie?
Who are the other guys in the bad team? There's like that lady with the wings and the bat wings.
I don't know who the bat wings chick is. She might be in a later game. There's a chick with the teeth, and her name is...
That's a different one to the one with the wings, the one with the teeth.
Yeah, I don't know who the one with the wings is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think she's in the games, but I've never played the game where she's in it. Oh, yeah, the one with the teeth is Melina, and her sister, she's got twin sister, and then the twin sister, dates Liu Kang.
So she's good.
No, she's also from Outworld. The twin sister.
She's bad?
She's like good and bad. The twin sister. I think it's Katana, maybe? I think that's her name.
Katana.
Okay. I think her name's Katana. Yeah. She isn't in this. Who else is in this? Oh, yeah. There's Raiden.
Raiden. Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about Raiden. Yeah.
He doesn't do his finishing move in this, I don't think.
His finishing move is the thunder thing.
Yeah. Does he kill anyone in this? I don't think he does.
He doesn't fight in this.
Yeah.
So the thing is, like, since we're in spoilers... They talk about, like, the rules of Mortal Kombat and how, like, you shouldn't break the rules, and that's why the good guys don't do anything against the rules. But then the bad guys just keep rocking up everywhere and, like, killing people and stuff. Yeah. So.
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, they're breaking the rules. Oh, yeah, Scorpion's finishing moves also in this. The one where he takes his mask off and then he blasts him with the fire at the end with Sub-Zero.
Oh, is that his finishing move?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Come over here thing, that's just a
the move. Come over here is just a thing he says.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Get over here.
Yeah.
Does he say that in English?
Yeah.
But in everything else he says is in Japanese. In this, does he say it? He says it.
Yeah, he says it in English.
But why? Because they Sub-Zero and Scorpion, they talk at the start, but they never talk in English.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because Sub-Zero speaks in Chinese and, well, speaks in Japanese to Scorpion.
No, he does. He speaks in Mandarin.
I think at one point, to his wife and son or whatever, I think he speaks in at the very start,
he's speaking in Mandarin and then he's speaking in Japanese.
He's
like, I know what you're saying, but I'm going to kill you.
Scene was almost exactly like, it's slightly different, but it's almost exactly like that Scorpion's Revenge Netflix. It's on Netflix, the animated movie, which was quite good. I actually liked that because that was a good, I wouldn't have understood anything in this movie if I didn't watch that one. So one key omission in the roster in this movie was
Johnny Cage. Yeah.
And at the end of the movie, they say that there's going to be he's going to Hollywood to find Johnny Cage, essentially.
There was not rumors. Did I say rooming? What the hell is rooming? rumors that, like, very artificial. It's like fan casting that Ryan Reynolds should play him, and that would actually be really good, I reckon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
So, apparently, professional wrestler The Miz. Do you know who this is?
I don't know who that is. Okay. Does he want to play him?
Has openly expressed interest in the role of Johnny Cage and even received the support of Mortal Kombat co-creator Ed Boon.
Okay.
How does this guy look like? The Miz.
I don't think he's famous enough. Well, we don't know him. Professional wrestler.
Yeah.
We don't watch wrestling, though. The Miz. How do you spell that?
M-I-Z. Oh, it looks like him.
Yeah, he does look like him. I'm guessing he's very famous in wrestling, so people probably know him. I think they'll try and get someone super famous, though.
Yeah, I guess Ryan Reynolds. He's pretty tall, Ryan Reynolds, so yeah. But he's a bit skinny, slim.
But he's meant to be a Hollywood actor, a Hollywood action star that gets called in to do Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, in that animated movie, he's...
That's his story in the games as well. Yeah. He's just a Hollywood guy that gets called in to do Mortal Kombat.
What's his finishing move?
I think he punches them in the balls, and then he gives them a signed autograph of a picture of him.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's it. Or there might be two different ones. One of them, he does the splits and punches them in the balls, and then the other one... I'm pretty sure he gives them a signed autograph of himself.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a signed picture.
I didn't really play Mortal Kombat. My fighting game, I guess, growing up was Tekken.
Yeah. I probably know Tekken better than Mortal Kombat as well.
Yeah, I know Tekken better. The Cheetah King? Is it King?
King's the Cheetah. I just like the breakdancing dude. Eddie. You just spam buttons and you kill everyone.
I used to play with Eddie. Then there's the Paul, or I think it's Paul.
Yeah. And then there was that Japanese guy. You could, if you press the right buttons, you could kill yourself. Do you remember that guy?
Yoshimitsu. You kill yourself.
But then he stabs himself.
But then doesn't it affect the other?
I don't know if it affects the other guy. I thought it'd just kill yourself.
apparently there might be doing a Tekken movie again. There is a Tekken movie, but it's really bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't heard of anything. Maybe after this I'll make one.
In terms of people that were considering for roles in this movie before they actually got the people, and I think the other good thing about this movie is in terms of the people they got for the roles, they looked the part. This shouldn't even be a thing, but they're also the same ethnicity. People that are meant to be Asian are Asian and so on. Whereas in the old ones, those old Mortal Kombat movies, I think everyone was just... I think there was some Asian
people. I think it was
But Raiden was white.
Raiden was white.
Yeah, in those ones. Yeah.
But anyway, everyone else was, I think, the right race in those ones.
I think so.
Yeah.
Was Sonya not blonde in those ones? Sonya Blake?
No, I think she is.
Okay. Anyway, so they were considering Vin Diesel for Shao Kahn, which would have been not good. Megan Fox for Katana.
Oh, she's not even in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shang Tsung, who's that?
Shang Tsung.
The character Shang Tsung. Is that the bad guys? Because they're Shao Kahn.
Shao Kahn is the super bad guy.
Oh, okay.
That's the biggest bad guy. And Shang Tsung is the guy in this.
In this. Okay. The guy from The Dark Knight.
The guy that sucks out the soul.
So that's Shang Tsung. Okay. Yeah. So they were considering Robin Shao? Who's that? I don't know that.
No.
Yeah.
Well, Vin Diesel for Shao Kahn could actually work. It could. He wears a mask.
Okay.
I don't know what his ethnicity is. Robin Tzu.
A-S-H-O-U.
Robin Shao. Oh, this guy is in... isn't this guy in the... He's the original Liu Kang.
Is he? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the original Liu Kang from the previous Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah, he is. He is.
Yeah.
How does he look now?
Old.
He's still got the, like, the...
Like
look.
That, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It still looks all right. Daniel Wu for Liu Kang?
Daniel Wu. Oh, no. I know this. Oh, no. I don't know this guy.
What's he in?
Lots of Chinese stuff. And then Tomb Raider.
And Kano, they were looking at Manu Bennett.
Oh, I know him. He's, have you seen Arrow Season 1?
No.
He's Deathstroke in Arrow.
Oh, okay. Scott Adkins for Johnny Cage?
Scott Adkins.
EastEnders, the UK... the soap opera, I think.
Yeah. He looks like he's in a lot of martial arts movies.
And then Jason Momoa for Nightwolf. Who's Nightwolf? We either know the actor or we don't know the character and the actor.
He's like a Native American character. He debuted in Mortal Kombat 3.
Looks like he's finishing movies with the bear. Like, you know, the bear and... In what's that movie? New Mutants.
I'm not familiar with that character. I've probably seen him around. There's so many characters, it's just hard to keep up.
And then there's
Sindel wasn't in this either, who's like a huge character.
Tony Jaa for Scorpion? He looks a bit young to be Scorpion. Oh no, he just looks young. He's 45.
Is this the guy from The Raid? He kind of looks like the guy from The Raid, but I don't think he is. I don't think he's in it. I think he just looks like the guy in it.
He's in Furious 7.
He is, yeah. I don't know who he is in that, but also a guy that's in a lot of martial arts movies.
And Ronda Rousey for Sonya Blade.
Oh, yeah.
Jax Michael J. White.
Yes. I think that's the guy. Is that the guy that Kavya thinks is...
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. No, different guy. This guy... is an MMA fighter.
And then Liam Neeson was considered for Raiden. But I think everyone they got in this movie was actually pretty good.
Yeah. I didn't think it was... Like, all the cast was pretty right.
Kano was obviously the best.
The standout. Yep.
I think it was a standout. And he dies. But does he die?
I know. He might come back.
Because they have this, like, black smoke thing that, like, consumes them at the end, right? So does that mean they come back?
And there's a third world. The third world, which I'm forgetting the name. That's the world where you go where you die. So they could be part of that world next time. It's like hell.
Was that where Scorpion was?
Yes.
At Raiden's temple, Kano tries to steal an amulet. That amulet belongs to the elder god Shinnok.
Okay, yeah. Name's familiar. Can't picture him.
Yeah, we obviously don't know enough about Mortal Kombat. There's probably like diehard Mortal Kombat fans.
Apparently the diehard fans don't like this movie.
Oh, why?
Because there's no Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Okay, that's one big spoiler is that there is the tournament isn't actually in this one.
No. It's pre-Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
it's Mortal Kombat Origins. Yeah.
It's a pre-tournament. And I've actually got
I didn't mind that though.
Yeah, so one of the co-writers said that he sees this reboot as a trilogy with the first film as pre-tournament, which it was, second film as the tournament, and the third film as
post-tournament.
Post-tournament.
Yeah.
What do they do post-tournament?
Shang Tsung probably comes. Not Shang Tsung. Shao Kahn probably comes in. I'm guessing, if I were to guess, this will be like an Infinity War-style second part. So Outworld will win Mortal Kombat in the second one, and they're going to take over Earth, and then Shao Kahn comes out. And then they have to beat Shao Kahn. I think it's Outworld's going to win.
Does Raiden do something?
He'll do something, I think. Yeah.
Because he usually doesn't do anything. Yeah.
But I think that's what's going to happen. Or Reptile was in this as well.
Is that the...
It's the Reptile.
the Reptile that Kano kills?
Yeah.
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 So that's an actual character.
Yeah.
But it does look like a Reptile.
Yeah. He's basically like a big iguana.
Yeah.
And Goro's in this as well. Did we mention Goro?
Guy with the four arms?
Yeah.
Yeah. We mentioned him.
He was going to do his finishing move before he gets stabbed.
What's his finishing move?
He pulls off the arms.
Oh, yeah.
And legs. Yeah.
The film's producer, Todd Garner, revealed that there is a possibility of a Johnny Cage-centric standalone film.
I don't want to watch that. I want to watch Mortal Kombat.
That wouldn't be that interesting. He's just a Hollywood guy, right?
I don't know what it would be. It would be around Mortal Kombat anyway.
Yeah.
I assume it would just be the main character.
But in the games, so Liu Kang is the main character. I guess Scorpion.
He's the chosen one, I think. Yeah.
Scorpion is technically.
And Scorpion's also. Like, it's. There's no, like, main character. They've all got their individual stories.
If I was to play Mortal Kombat now, I'd probably pick Scorpion.
Mm.
I think he's my. Or Sub-Zero. I think they're my favorite characters. The other one's like,
I'd pick a Reptile. I would be a big iguana.
Or Raiden, because I want to see actually like what he does, because it seems like he's pretty powerful, but he just doesn't do anything.
Terminator, he's in the new one.
As a DLC character?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't there a Mortal Kombat versus DC game or something?
There is, yeah.
But yeah, I think Sub-Zero and
Sub-Zero Scorpion. And Scorpion definitely are the most interesting characters.
I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Sub-Zero's powers are like, they do it well in this.
In the game, though, Scorpion's OP because he's got that get over here move. So, like you could, when they're far away, you just get them over here and then you punch them.
But doesn't Sub-Zero have like ice?
He has stuff? Ice moves, yeah.
Like, can't he spit ice?
Yeah, but you could keep spamming Scorpion's get over here move.
And this new guy, so we didn't even talk about it, but this new guy is a descendant of Scorpion as well.
Yeah. I thought he was going to become Scorpion.
I thought he was also going to become Scorpion.
Which I thought would have been cooler than what he
becomes. Yeah, but this guy's so boring. So I'm like, the actual Scorpion is much cooler. More interesting than this guy.
Yeah. His special move is that he can get punched a lot.
He's basically like a Black Panther's suit, right?
Yeah. He's like a punching bag, and then he can punch back harder once he gets punched.
Oh, and they have this thing how you have to, like, discover your secret power.
Yeah, which is not in the games. Yeah.
Which is not in the games.
Yeah.
Because does Kano have his eye thing in the game?
Yeah.
Isn't he half of his face, like,
Robot?
Yeah. Maybe they'll do that, because
he gets, like, impaled in the face.
In the face. So maybe he's going to come back with the robot. Yeah. So, any other spoilers?
Not especially. Scorpion comes back at the end and kills Sub-Zero. That's about it. Yeah.
And then he leaves, right? Where does he go?
He goes back to the
hell.
Yeah.
But he'll definitely be back. Maybe he'll be back for Mortal Kombat.
For Mortal Kombat. Bottom line, we enjoyed it.
I wouldn't say I enjoyed it. I think you guys enjoyed it more, but I did enjoy it. Like, it was better than I thought it would be, for sure.
I'm keen for a sequel, though, for actual Mortal Kombat.
And I think they'll definitely make it now, because overall, I think this has got pretty
a success.
Pretty positive feedback. So I think
the reviews are great, though, but don't look at the reviews. Just go watch it.
Look at the audience reviews. I think the audience reviews will give you a better idea.
Yeah, you could probably watch like the first 20 minutes, and if you don't like that, then you're not going to like the rest of the movie.
Yeah, and I think the first, that scene that's on YouTube, that's probably not indicative of the movie.
What the movie's going to be like.
Either. Yeah.
You just watch from the start of when Kano comes in and like Kano's first scene, that's basically what the movie's like for the rest of the movie.
You can skip over, like, there's a bit of an introduction to this new character guy, right? And then there's
that where Jax dies to Sub-Zero, not dies, but he gets his arms
off to Sub-Zero. That's fine. There's some funny dialogues in that.
Yeah.
In that fight.
Oh, yeah. It's like 5 years of military service or 5 years in Afghanistan or something. And he gets his arms pulled off.
I think it's like five tours or something.
Yeah, five tours or something. Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Somehow he doesn't die, but And then I think, it does pick up once you meet Sonya Blade and Kano. And then after that, I think it's all just
shenanigans.
Yeah. There's a bit more fighting. But I think the fighting can get better. I think the fighting wasn't that great in this.
The best finishing move was
the guy with the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was the best fight.
Kung Lao, yeah.
Yeah. And I think all the Sub-Zero and Scorpion stuff was good. All the fights with them were good. The rest of them were whatever.
Okay,
like, they were bad.
You were just waiting for the finishing move.
Cool.
Flawless victory. Kung Lao says that as well. Yeah.
Flawless victory.
It was a flawless victory because she didn't hit him. Yes. So flawless victory is when you don't lose any health.
What do they call it when it's there's something in Tekken how you can like you beat them without losing health as well, like something KO.
TKO?
Total KO. Yeah, I think so.
TKO.
I think that's all we had on Mortal Kombat. Had a good time. I think we're on the verge of having a negative review at some stage, because I think this year, have we had a single negative review? I think everything we reviewed this year, we've given cognitive recalibration.
Everything's been pretty good.
Because I thought it was
King Kong.
I think, Godzilla versus Kong, Gorilla. I thought that was going to be dicey, but it was all right.
Yeah, it was pretty
fun. It was not bad. And then I thought this probably was not going to be good, but this was also good. Fun.
Yeah.
What's the next movie we're doing? Cruella?
Is it Bat? Is it?
Quiet Place 2, I think. Quiet Place Part 2.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be good.
Yeah.
I don't know about Cruella. Cruella's probably going to be all right.
Darcy.
I don't know. It looks like Joker.
Take that as you will.
And then, after that, I think that's the only movies that we're doing next, because there's not many movies coming out till July.
Black Widow-ish.
Yeah, July.
F9. No, F9 got pushed in it, yeah.
Yeah, is it later?
I think it's later in the year.
Something got brought forward. I think it was Snake Eyes. I think it got brought forward.
Oh, okay. So, that could be it.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah.
There's going to be something that is not good this year. But so far, we're on a very positive ride this
year. There's good, not good movies that we haven't seen this year.
Like Tom and Jerry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But out of the ones we've seen, it's been pretty good.
It's been pretty good. All the ones we've reviewed, I think they've been pretty good. Yeah. What's the best movie so far this year?
This one.
Fair enough. For me, it's probably Ryan the Last Dragon. I think that or obviously the TV shows we've watched have been pretty good, but I think that's been the best movie this year. Okay, if people want to get in touch with us and tell us about Mortal Kombat, how do they go about it?
So email us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com or Cognitive Recal on all other platforms.
And if you want to support the podcast, you can do so via our Amazon affiliate links and also Buy Me a Coffee, where you can give us a one-off donation. And the way you can help the podcast the most is actually give us a review on iTunes. So that just makes us more discoverable on the charts in iTunes, and then we'll just get the word spreading further. And then obviously, if you listen to us on Spotify, do give us you can give us 5 stars or something on Spotify, and obviously listen to us on Spotify, because I think their algorithm works by the number of downloads we get. So thanks everyone for your support. We'll see you guys next week for Invincible, which is an animated show on Amazon. So some people might not have heard of it, and the people that do know it probably
have already seen it.
But anyway, we'll be reviewing that next week. So stay tuned. Hope you're all staying safe, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Flawless victory.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.